The Paris attacks have reignited the debate over how the United States and other nations should respond to a global terror organization that's expanding its targets beyond Iraq and Syria. This week, France's president is seeking additional help from both the U.S. and Russia.
Our coalition will not relent.
Traveling in Malaysia yesterday, President Obama pledged to take the fight to the Islamic State. The terror attacks in Paris, which led to a wider European alert, follow 16 months of airstrikes against ISIS targets in Iraq and Syria. The assault slowed the group's territorial expansion, but the president insists U.S. involvement will not include direct ground combat.
Destroying ISIL is not only a realistic goal, we're going to get it done, and we're going to pursue it with every aspect of American power. The United States will continue to lead this global coalition. We are intensifying our strategy on all fronts with local partners on the ground.
The U.S. role in battling ISIS has evolved in recent months. There are more than 3,000 American troops in Iraq providing logistical training and combat advice. American and Kurdish commandos stormed an ISIS prison in Iraq last month, rescuing dozens of men. And earlier this month, the president announced that 50 U.S. Special Operations troops would be heading to Syria. But the U.S. policy of incremental involvement has been questioned by the president's political opponents and even by some of his former appointees. Two former defense secretaries weighed in yesterday on whether the president is focusing on the right target and with the right amount of force.
The U.S. has to lead in this effort because, you know, what we've learned a long time ago is if the United States does not lead, nobody else will. We are going to have to commit additional resources to this effort. You know, we're hitting some targets, but airstrikes alone are not going to win here.
Assad is a very bad guy. There are bad guys all over the world. But I think it's pretty clear that ISIS represents the real threat to our country, to the world.
President Obama is scheduled to meet with French President François Hollande tomorrow to discuss the coalition's next steps.